following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Sunday night, it's an AFC North showdown in Charm City when Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers visit Ray Lewis and the Ravens. Hi, this is Dave Sims of Westwood One. Join James Lofton and me for all the action from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in Baltimore. Can Pittsburgh gain revenge for their Week 4 loss to Baltimore? Or will Joe Flacco and company grab a crucial home win as they look to capture the division? If it's Sunday Night Football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Here's hoping your holidays are the best ever. The family at Zoreb Farm offers this wish for a beautiful holiday season and a new year of peace and happiness. Season's greetings to you and yours.
During the holiday season more than ever, our thoughts turn gratefully to those who've made our progress possible. Thank you and best wishes for the holiday season and Happy New Year from the Aurora Co-op.
And we're back on the Doug and Danny Show. Glad to have you along with us. Live from the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington, brought to you by our friends at Big O Tire. Danny, everybody's been waiting to find out how that semifinal game went down here in Texas last night.
Yes, everybody has been waiting. And, folks, it came down to the final seconds of the game between Ulysses Trinity and, that's right, Coppell High. Ulysses Trinity wins the game 41-40. With 3 seconds left, they score a touchdown in front of 12,600 people, a sellout so it could be on Channel 21, the local network down here. 12,600 people take in that playoff game. Ulysses Trinity. So I guess you and our caller got Ulysses Trinity, and I'm the one that took Coppell. I was in that thing till the end. Both teams 13-0. And Ulysses Trinity advances 41-40.
Speaking of advancing, congratulations. This is a monumental day for Hastings College. They have two programs playing for national championships today. The Hastings men and women's soccer teams both won yesterday, and fairly convincingly, the Bronco women defeated Baker, Kansas 3-1 in the afternoon. And last night, the Bronco men dominated William Jewell 5-1, and they both play in the national championship today.
Do we know who they're facing? Baker, Kansas, Douglas. Baker, Kansas, I mean, I wouldn't think the two teams right in the heartland of America would be in the semifinals for one. That seems a little bit strange. You know, I think when you get to soccer, you think it would be the warmer Texas or the Californias, teams like that would be more competitive.
The Hastings men will take on Notre Dame of Ohio. The third seed Broncos, 24-0, will play Notre Dame, Ohio in the title game at 7 p.m. tonight. They are also unbeaten. They won yesterday by a score of 1-0 as the fourth seed.
So it's 3-4 in the men's final.
And the women play either Lee, Tennessee or Azusa Pacific, California, and I'm efforting to try and pull that up as well. But congratulations, UNK basketball teams, both winners last night as well. Storm hockey team beat Waterloo 3-1. So pretty good night. Pretty good Friday.
Rolling along. Good for them.
High school basketball currently airing on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic girls just winding down their game. Then the Kearney Catholic boys will play against GICC, a big early season test at 1:45. And that game will be airing on Classic Hits 98.9.
A lot of people moving those games up to earlier start times. I know Lexington and I believe Gothenburg play today, and I know they moved it up to get out of the way of the title game tonight.
Oh yeah, if you're playing basketball tonight, you've got a problem. Daddy Lauren wants to know, the headline here is Coke and Hookers. When you guys have been in Dallas, have you been invited to any parties thrown by the Cowboys or former Cowboys? Those boys are Daddy's kind of people.
No, the White House is no longer. Come on, Lauren.
It's just not there.
No.
It's not there. When we come back on the Doug and Danny Show, Mike Jones of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram on this Big 12 Championship Day, Nebraska and Oklahoma kick off at 7:13 tonight. We're going up until 2 o'clock here on ESPN with a special Saturday edition of the Doug and Danny Show live from Arlington. And then at 2 o'clock, switch over to the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Husker Sports Network. Afternoon coverage will begin there, and we will have a lot more coming up. But Mike Jones, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, joins Kansas. When we come back, the show brought to you by Big O Tires. You know cars and trucks today last longer than ever, but you have got to take good care of them with regular preventative maintenance. And at Big O Tires, they can take care of that for you. Stop by Big O, and they will make sure your vehicle is properly maintained and ready to go for the winter. More after this.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team, UNK Lopers. The blue and gold is in town tonight, and Platte Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
It's the opening weekend of the RMAC basketball season for UNK, and tonight they are at home against Mesa State. The women tip at 6, the men at 8. Mesa State at UNK, men's and women's college basketball tonight at the Health and Sports Center.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Find great gifts in Menards' Christmas catalog. Treat the handy person on your list to a power tool by Bosch. A jigsaw with a powerful 6-amp motor is great for a wide range of projects, just $89. A Dremel high-performance rotary toolkit with storage case and 30 accessories is only $74.98. Plus, get a right-angle attachment free by mail-in rebate with purchase. Find the perfect gift in Menards' Christmas catalog.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation reminds you to squeeze a little holiday shopping in between your hockey, hoops, and football watching. A little shopping now will lead to a lot of bowl watching later.
I think the audience would agree with me there.
A reminder from Santa at ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly sunny conditions in our forecast this afternoon. Expect high temperatures in the low 30s with north winds at 5 to 10. And we'll have clouds tonight with a low near 15 degrees. I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Sam Denisty. Right now, 27.
Doug and Daddy show live from Dallas for the Big 12 championship game. Daddy, we're getting closer and closer to kickoff, but there's still a lot to talk about.
Well, we go to somebody that's covered the Big 12, the Big 8, a long, long time. Been involved with so many Nebraska-Oklahoma games that he can't remember them all. I think he's a little bit volatile a little bit towards Husker fans right now. Mike Jones from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram joins us. Mike, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy show, and welcome back to our show.
Too bad. Always good to visit with you guys.
Just jumping right into this, it's Nebraska, Oklahoma. This is the tradition. I suppose you could find another traditional game, but I don't know if you could find as much tradition in the North versus the South as Nebraska, Oklahoma. Is this the way it should be in the final Big 12 championship?
Well, yeah. I think it's just kind of the game that everybody would like to see, you know, kind of a final farewell to one of the greatest series in college football ever, because both of them were so good for so long at the same time, which, you know, every game had national implications, you know, like Texas, Oklahoma, or, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, you know, all of those kind of fall into that same category. But certainly for pure enjoyment around the country, I think so many people watched so many of these games and got so much enjoyment out of it. As Bob Stoops has talked about, you know, even though he had no ties anywhere, when he was a kid, you know, he said it was a game he never missed on TV.
Mike Jones from Fort Worth Star-Telegram joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, give us a South perspective. Have the Nebraska fans' behavior taken some of the luster out of this game?
Well, you know, as I mentioned, I'm writing a column about this for tomorrow. Once again, as we see so many times, it's unfortunate that a few idiots have thrown a blanket over a group of fans who have such a good reputation for hospitality. You know, I asked Bob Seuss about that again this week. You know, Mike Brown has talked talked about that, how relatively well they were treated on this last trip up there. Now, unfortunately, we have some loonies, just like those people that, who are attacking the kid from Boise State that missed the kicks. Yeah. These people are insane. I mean, seriously, they need to get a life. They just irritate me so much. College football is one of the greatest sports going. So many people get so much enjoyment out of it every weekend, and many of them enjoy the weekend whether their team wins or loses. But it's these lunatics, that give everybody certainly have cast aspersions on a great fan base, And if I were the real Nebraska fans, I would be upset. I would find those people and turn them in, to the rope. They should be held accountable.
I agree. Mike Jones is with us. I agree that, and who knows, these might even be Nebraska fans that don't even live in the state of Nebraska. That's the thing about this. I don't think a lot of people actually know where this is coming from, at least not yet. They don't know where it's coming from. Mike, do you think by playing Oklahoma instead of a Texas or a Texas A&M again, that will take away the animosity? We don't have to worry about that kind of stuff this week?
No, because this kind of idiots, have no connection with reality. And I think some of them, down the line may have a little bit more insight into this thing. So I don't know whether they realize it or not, but there is a record of each and every phone call that has been made to the Big 12 office, and the authorities have those numbers. And there is an active investigation going on. So some of these fools may be in for a little bit more of a rude awakening than perhaps they had anticipated.
Mike, before we get back into the actual game, do you think this has turned the general public that's not an Oklahoma fan or not a Nebraska fan, do you think that just puts the general person on the Oklahoma side Saturday night?
It's hard for me to say. I don't know. I don't, to the same people, I don't know that it really makes much of a difference one way or the other. Now, obviously, there would be a certain faction that might be that way. I think some people would take some satisfaction in an Oklahoma victory, from that perspective. But by and large, and I know some tried and true OU fans, and they have nothing but respect for their counterparts. The ones who have been up there to games have talked about, how cordial the people there has been, how there's been no real nasty byplay between the two of them. You've got a few loonies, who have caused this kind of problem. And like I say, if I were the good people who follow the Huskers, I would be irate at them, because there are indeed a faction of people who think less of them because of this. And let me say this, incidentally, this is not just a few people involved here. According to my information, from the Big 12, there were hundreds of phone calls in that office the week after the A&M game. I can understand them being upset with the disparity between some of the penalties there, but do these people actually think that Dan Beebe called these officials together and said, okay, guys, here's what we're going to do. We're going to hose the Huskers on Saturday. Let's make sure that every call goes against them. I mean, do you actually think that happened? That Dan Beebe or anybody else in the Big 12 office has such a small mind that this would have any semblance to reality? Do you think those people, the officials who worked the game, got together and decided that they were going to hose one team or another? Ludicrous.
Mike,
who dresses these people and gets them to work on Monday morning?
Mike Jones from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Mike, I guess we turn our attention towards this football game. You're as close.
Yeah, they're going to play a game. Yeah.
Yeah, there is a game.
I guess you're as close as anybody. Does anybody know the extent of DeMarco Murray's injury?
I remember seeing it happen. I just happened to be. It looked to me like he took a shot straight to his knee, and it was probably hyperextended to some degree. Now, I do know this, that DeMarco is a tough-minded young man who, if you recall, missed part of 1 year after suffering a kneecap dislocation at Tech, who was injured on the opening kickoff in the Big 12 championship game against Missouri. I know he desperately wants to play in this game. You know, Bob Stoops is obviously close to the vest on talking about injuries, and it's not because he's trying to put something over on people. He doesn't want to be specific because of possible targeting. Not that anybody would do that, but that's a coach's mentality. So he has talked about how he has improved daily. Kevin Wilson, the offensive coordinator, said yesterday that he believes he's going to play. But, you know, how efficient he will be, we'll see. I tell you what, I have a great admiration for DeMarco Murray. He's the last few games, he has just been remarkable. He you know, he's the guy who gets the extra 2 or 3 yards that make a difference between, you know, 3rd and 2 and 3rd and long, or get the first down in a crucial situation. You know, is a runner can catch the ball out of the backfield, is their best pass protector. This is a guy who goes all out on every play, and I guarantee you, if he can, he will.
Mike, I'm looking forward to catching up with you later on to talk a little basketball, but just last thought about this football game. How do you think it finishes out?
You know, it's hard to say. I understand we don't know whether Nebraska quarterback is going to play. And, so many factors. I will say this. In the past, since the loss at Missouri, that's the loss at A&M, excuse me, that Oklahoma has played almost flawless football. And I wrote a column last week. I happen to know a guy who eats dinner with some of the assistant coaches every week. Before the Tech game, they had told him that it was their sense that something had happened team-wise to this group, that things were just different that week than they had been before. I talked to a few of the players who agree. So what I'm saying is OU is playing its best football right now. Now, you know, if they don't turn the ball over, they have shown an amazing propensity compared to last year for not getting the procedure penalties, not doing the stupid thing that gets them beat. If they don't turn the ball over, you know, I realize that they're playing the best defense that they've faced this year, and you can bet that Bo's going to have something that is going to give them pause. You know, when the game starts, but I just think they are at their peak right now.
Fair enough. Mike, really look forward to seeing you at the game. Thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show and a great insight.
Okay, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Jones, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show live from the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington, Texas. Brought to you by the fine folks at Big O Tires. If you're noticing a little more bounce in your vehicle's ride, or are you feeling more body roll when cornering? Well, Daddy, do you feel your body roll when you corner?
Yeah, actually I do, and it's pretty disgusting.
It may be time for new shocks or struts at Big O Tires. They carry a complete line of CarQuest shocks and struts to fit all cars, vans, SUVs, and light trucks. They even carry the Reflex and Sensitrac from Monroe. Plus, all their shocks and struts come with a free replacement warranty, good for as long as you own your vehicle. Two locations in Grand Island, also Kearney. A lot of friends from Grand Island here as well that we've just had a chance to hang out with a little bit. Tony, good times here. Big 12 Championship. I'm really looking forward to all the atmosphere tonight. And I just, what if they win?
not what if, I'm just saying the difference between Nebraska winning and losing today would be what?
Well, I think if you're Nebraska, you look at this as getting to that BCS bowl game. You look at it as the first championship, the real championship that Bo Pelini's been striving for since he's taken over here 4 years ago. I think it'd be huge for this program. This vaults you, no matter who you play in the bowl game. No, you know, forget if it's a Big East opponent and they're 500 or 6 and whatever, 7 and 5 or whatever they are. It puts you in the national spotlight. Everybody's going to watch the Fiesta Bowl. You lose this game, I don't think it's a step back, but you're right where you were when you started this year, and you enter the new conference next year with probably one of the toughest schedules, at least the top five toughest schedules in college football next year, undoubtedly entering that conference.
Oh, there's no doubt. I think it'll be number one because actually the non-conference schedule boosts up quite a bit, and then just the juggernaut that will be the Big Ten next year.
You go back to the last time Oklahoma played in this stadium. It was a 14-13 loss to BYU, of which Sam Bradford, of course, left that game with a separated shoulder injury, basically ending the hopes, dashed the hopes of the Sooners a year ago. So this is one that, hey, let's go out and let's take care of business. I think that the first series is going to tell monumental things about this game tonight. It sets the tone. It really does.
We're going to have more on the Doug and Daddy Show live from the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington, Texas, here on ESPN Radio. But first, a score update. Here's what's going on in college football. It's okay to make noise, Big Red fans. It's okay. It's all right. Great to see you, boys. Great to see you. It is Rutgers trailing West Virginia, 21-17, final minute of the third quarter. Central Florida leading SMU 17-7. SMU finally getting on the board here in the fourth quarter of play. Pittsburgh 21, Cincinnati 10. 11 minutes to go in that ball game. Troy leading Florida Atlantic 7-0, 8:46 to go in the first quarter of play. And those are the games that are going on at this hour. No finals yet today from college football. But we'll keep you updated. We'll hear more from Coach Bo Pelini. We'll hear more from Coach Bob Stoops.
Wait a minute, Doug. One of our friends from Greece, why does Bill Kelly have his shirt off? Oh, Lord, this is getting ugly already here at the Hilton Arlington.
He's got the whole state. Is that a Dan Beebe tattoo he got?
I think it may be a Dan Beebe tattoo on his back. I don't know what is going on. That might have been a late night for the young lad from Grand Island.
We'll be back with more from Arlington, Texas, right after this.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, full of joy and generosity, so why forget about nature? Performance Seed Holiday Blend Bird Food attracts all types of birds to your wintry landscape with a festive oasis of delicious bird food. The easy grab-and-pour resealable bag keeps bird food fresh, and the handle makes sure it goes where you want. Head on over to Hardware Hank and get birds in on the holidays with Performance Seed Holiday Blend Bird Food.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank Hardware.
It's never been easier to share well wishes of the holidays with your loved ones. Visit CarneyCopycat.com and choose from a large selection of Christmas cards, letterheads, and more. Your season's greetings will be flawless this year with the help of Copycat Printing.
Christmas cards custom made with picture and envelope start at only 35 cents. Custom designed ornaments with a picture make a great gift and keepsake.
Copycat Printing, 2100 Avenue A, Kearney.
It's that time of year again. CPI is gearing up for this year's Expo and annual meeting on December 14th at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Make plans to attend the Expo and take advantage of the opportunities. Come listen to our special guest as he talks about the Cornhusker Cooperative Program. That's Tuesday, December 14th.
Helping you help yourself. CPI. CPI.
Intellicom would like to take this opportunity around the holiday season to thank you for your business in 2010 and wish you'd continue success and prosperity in 2011. Happy holidays from everyone at Intellicom. The staff of Platte River Radio in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney would like to say thanks for listening. Classic Hits Radio 98.9, The Breeze 94.5, 1230 KHAS, and ESPN Superstation.
You love to meet people, build relationships, and sell. If you appreciate the opportunity and have the experience to not only sell a marketing concept, but also have a hand in its creation, then Platte River Radio needs you. We have sales opportunities now. Send your resume to generalmanager@kkpr.com or P.O. Box 130, Kearney, Nebraska, 68848. An equal opportunity employer.
Tonight, the Giants home to host the A's in Game 3.
Nature stopped the 1989 World Series in its tracks. You never know when nature or weather might delay or cancel events. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Bruce Furniture Weather Threat button. See what's up with cancellation. Brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, and Alliance. No hidden charges, no surprises. Just right for you.
We'll see partly sunny conditions in our forecast this afternoon. Expect high temperatures in the low 30s with north winds at 5 to 10. And we'll have clouds tonight with a low near 15 degrees. I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Sam Dynasty. Right now, 30.
Get a chance on the Doug and Danny Show, checking out all the headlines from throughout the state of Nebraska. Checking out the Omaha World Herald Sooner Magic. You know, thank God it's been a long time since we've had to hear about that. But boy, in the 80s, the 70s and 80s, that's what it was. I think, Tony, that is the one phrase, the coined term, that will define this rivalry in this series.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Doug, when you're growing up, I think Keith Jackson's the first nemesis to me, knowing and understanding what's going on. It seemed like Keith Jackson, there was a period of time where it was one of those, you've been here 7 years, Keith. When are you going to graduate and go away? That's the guy to me. Do you have a nemesis? Is it Keith Jackson for you?
Well, Keith Jackson's offensive pass interference, it wasn't called in the 86 game when they made that incredible comeback, yes. And also, the funny thing is, Tony, officials cost me watching one of the greatest games in the history of this series. We've told this story time and time again on the Doug and Daddy Show. But in some instances, it never gets old, and you never know who's heard the story and who hasn't heard the story. But the 78 game where Tom Osborne and Nebraska,
you were how old?
Get their first ever win, I would have been 11. 10? 11. I'd have been 11, I guess, because obviously in November. I would have been 11. I'm watching this football game. Nebraska's in it. I mean, they're coming out of the half. And that's when Oklahoma, Kelly Pruitt, I'm screwing the name up, but John Rood makes the tackle.
Tom Rood.
It is the number one rememberable
blows him up.
It just blows him up, lights him up, fumbles the football, and the official blows it dead and says, no fumble. There was no fumble on the play. It's the worst call in the history of college football. No matter what you saw this year, it is the worst call in the history of college football. There's no way. Even Greg Burks couldn't screw that up. And I turn around, and my parents had just bought a brand-new recliner, brought it out to the farm. We're not rich, so, hey, the new recliner is great. And I turn around, and I kick the side of the recliner, which is made out of a fabric that my foot goes through, and tears the side of the recliner the size of an 11-year-old foot at the time, whatever that would have been. Needless to say, on a Saturday when at least one of the parental figures, if not both at that time, were in the house around lunch, I was sent to my room and well guarded. I mean, I was trying to just say I need to go to the bathroom, so because you could see the TV if you cracked the bathroom door. I had nothing. They were watching me like a hawk. In fact, the next time I saw the television was right as the game ended and everybody stormed the field. I did not get to watch the second half of that game,
which turned out okay. Nebraska first.
Billy Sims fumbles at the three. Nebraska holds on 17-14. The Oranges come everywhere. One of the greatest wins in this
room. Play them again.
One of the greatest wins in Nebraska football, and obviously one of the top wins Nebraska over Oklahoma.
Oh, those are great, great memories. I you go back to the Broderick Thomas and running his mouth and the keys to our house and everybody having those keys, and that was a fun time, and the players going back and forth. That's when you knew Bosworth, and they go back and I just think things are so much different now than they were with the way the coaches it was a friendship then, much like the friendship now. But it was a little bit different because he didn't grow up together. But Bob Devaney and Barry Switzer were very good friends. And then, as different as Barry Switzer and Tom Osborne are, there was a respect there that both of them garnered for one another, and that was excellent. That was a fun part of this series.
It doesn't get much better, and it's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, rivalry. I think you threw out Army-Navy yesterday. No, Army-Navy's better than this, okay? Army-Navy's number one. That's all there is. I mean, there's just too much.
Okay.
There's just too much there. I'm going to throw that out. And if you disagree, the phone lines are open, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, special edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. You cannot at all say anything negative about Army-Navy, okay? Nebraska, Oklahoma, and again, it just depends where you grow up. Nebraska, Oklahoma was so much the Midwest. That's all there was. I think the Midwest encompassed a much bigger area of the country than an SEC. I mean, yeah, Auburn, Alabama's big in Alabama. Michigan, Ohio State's big in Michigan and Ohio, but there's Michigan State. You got other schools. I mean, you're talking North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Iowa. I mean, you can say what you want. You're talking, Kansas State football stunk. I mean, they had to find somebody to root for, and it was Nebraska, Oklahoma. I mean, it's like the Royals having the biggest radio network. That's because it's the only game in town. It's the only team in the Midwest. It's Nebraska, Oklahoma. I think that's why the rivalry is so much bigger, because the fans are spread out over the country so much more than any of those other rivalries. Michigan, Ohio State, Auburn, Alabama, pick whatever you want. There are so UCLA, USC. They're spread out over the country so much more. So there are Husker and Sooner fans every place in this country.
Fair enough, and certainly when I threw out the Army Navy game, I did not want to diminish that rivalry at all. It's a great rivalry. I guess when you grow up in the Midwest, like you said, and not in Kearney, Nebraska, not in Lincoln, Nebraska, not in Omaha, like you said, anywhere, draw a 500-mile circle. I think even going down to Texas, somebody had to pick a team to root for in that Nebraska-Oklahoma game. If you're from Texas, maybe at that time growing up when those games were so great and so many Big Eight championships were fought for and national titles fought for, maybe you picked Nebraska to root for being a Texas fan because you didn't like Oklahoma.
Well, that's exactly right. Just great, great rivalry, and we're looking forward to putting a bow on this present tonight, and we'll see if it's Nebraska or if it's Oklahoma. Love to hear from you. Debt Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, what a great way to end this rivalry. You know, being here at the Hilton Arlington, fans continue to roll in with their luggage. With their luggage, and I got to say that this deal has been 90-10 Husker fans here to Sooner fans, and there's some Sooner fans around, but the majority of the masses
aren't
Husker fans
here. Yeah, not near as many. Chad in Kearney says, "Great job today, guys. Enjoy the show. Did I hear a Harry Carey moment of a can being opened during the broadcast?" Chad, we were off the air when that happened. And he says...
And it was a bottle.
Yeah, and Chad says, what is the over-under on the attendance by Husker fans? 30,000 is what he says. Over-under 30,000 Husker fans.
Over. Undoubtedly, in my mind, it is over 30,000.
I think so, folks. I think if you're getting ready to watch the game back in Nebraska, in the Tri-Cities, or wherever you're listening to the show today, and you're watching it on ABC with Brent Musburger and Kirk Herbstreit, who are the best in the biz, I don't care what you say, if that's what you're watching tonight, I think you will be astonished by what's going on with tonight's game. Do you got something for Chad?
Hey, Chad, here's the you.
Oh, hey. That was well done. Outstanding. Outstanding. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I love Nebraska. I absolutely love it. You know what? A Texas fan would never do that for you. Hey, Chad. Chad, just in case you didn't hear that. There you go, Chad. That's for you, brah. We're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, including more comments from Bob Stoops and Bo Pelini right after this.
$6 will get you 2 full-size foot-long regular sub sandwiches when you click on buyeasyauction.com. From Subway in Kearney or Grand Island, that's $3 a foot-long, and that's the best price anywhere bar none. Buyeasyauction.com or click on the Easy Auction link at our station website
and get Subway for less. But when you log in on buyeasyauction.com, you'll find lots more food items and save on useful goods for around the house, for your car, for your lifestyle.
Help! Can you hear me?
Advertising isn't easy.
Hey, over here!
Everyone could use a little help.
But really, where do you start? It seems like today, we're flooded with choices.
A great message, along with frequency, can make that easier.
A message that can stretch your advertising dollar further than ever before. A message and a plan that will have your customers, new customers, responding to you.
Hey, I've been looking for you.
Yes, we're here to help.
I'm over here.
We can help you with your strategy. We can help you with your message. We can help your business grow.
And it all starts with just 40 minutes of your time.
Platte River Radio will be conducting free 40-minute marketing presentations starting December 6th through December 8th. Learn how to develop the brand awareness your business needs to drive higher sales. Just by attending, you'll be given several free gifts as well as being registered to win a 32-inch color TV. Call today to reserve your seat. Call 800-237-5577, 800-237-5577.
We bring you so close to the action. So close, you may want to consider wearing protective headgear.
That's what I call a close encounter.
Here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1550 AM KICS Hastings, 1460 AM KXPN Kearney.
We'll see partly sunny conditions in our forecast this afternoon. Expect high temperatures in the low 30s with north winds at 5 to 10. And we'll have clouds tonight with a low near 15 degrees. I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, 30.
Back on the Nugget Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Now some of those Sooner fans are rolling in, Daddy.
Yeah, we're hearing rumors of maybe some controversy, maybe some lack of focus on the offensive side of the ball. We're hearing rumors of Kevin Wilson. It's been one of those rumor mill things in Oklahoma. Kevin Wilson, the offensive coordinator, may be on his way to accepting the Indiana head coaching position. And I'm looking at the bio here of Coach Wilson, and Coach Wilson and his wife have about 7 kids, it looks like, so anytime he can move up and make some extra money, probably, actually only 5 of the little rascals.
Well, and obviously Indiana is a spot that they're looking for coaches, and that's what's going to start happening now. It always does when you get into the bowl season is coaches looking and looking at coordinators and filling other spots, and there's going to be some openings this year.
Yeah, and you know what? I wouldn't be surprised with the ties between Nebraska and Oklahoma if Kevin Wilson maybe wouldn't look for some of those young coaches, a Papoose, those guys' names are going to come up to jump up positions, and instead of being a linebacker coach, being a coordinator, if you're Coach Eckler, if you're Coach Papoose, is the same way. And I think that's obviously a way people will look to go.
And, Tony, I also believe that if you're a Nebraska assistant, if you get a chance, you are going to go now for the big reason that Nebraska is moving to the Big Ten. If you're going to have to get used to a new environment and all new, if it's going to be all new anyway, then you just as well be, if you can be a head coach, just go do it. I mean, whatever the situation is, there's no reason to try and work another year or two, try and establish all these connections in the Big Ten and then leave when you could be establishing connections somewhere else. I think this will be a big off season for Nebraska's assistant coaches, whether they stay or go, whether they're contacted or not.
That's something to watch here as the season winds down and more coaching positions open up. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. This game, the continuity of the staff is something Bo Pelini has loved, that family atmosphere that not only he has with his team but with that coaching staff. Yeah, the people are going to come try and rob those family members away, and we'll see what happens in the offseason.
Well, the Doug and Daddy Show for the Big 12 Championship game brought to you, of course, by the fine folks at Big O Tires. Make sure your vehicle is ready for safe cold weather driving at Big O, where they offer oil changes, transmission service, radiator flushes, shock struts, alignments, brakes, and, of course, windshield wipers and batteries. Stop by for their free brake inspection, and they'll make sure your car, truck, van, or SUV is road ready for winter travel. Remember, Big O Tires open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, Saturday, 7 to 5, and Sundays from 9 to 4. Yes, they will even be there tomorrow to rehash the ball game with you and take care of your vehicle. Well, a couple of important parts. We've been talking about Taylor Martinez. We've been talking about the Nebraska defense. A couple of important parts for Oklahoma is their offense. going to live up to what people saw against Oklahoma State. I'm still saying that their offense is good. It's not great. Everybody was able to take care of Oklahoma State the way they did. That was a good football team, even though they only had two losses. I think it's apples and apples there. Nebraska had a great game, and so did Oklahoma. But Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops said yesterday that Landry Jones coming so far, but he says that's in part because his team has not gotten only better but healthier.
It's not even comparable, but I think the big reason is not only Landry's mindset, his experience, the confidence that he's played with here in the last, you know, this whole year. I think more than that, it's also a year ago what no one, everybody wants to dump it all on him. He wasn't supported very well. Look at the penalties we had in that game. Look at our banged-up offensive line that we didn't have. Look at the receivers and drop balls. Look, you know, it goes on and on. We you know, and I thought to finish the year like we did, I thought our offensive coaches did a marvelous job piecing it together. We play Oklahoma State the last game of the regular season. We have one lineman to walk on left to play, you know, to go in. If anybody's hurt, he got to play all the positions. And we move our tight end, our third-team tight end, to right tackle to play that game. So the day of the game. So in the end, we were just hanging on, and not Landry's fault. In a lot of ways, we through all the different injuries and all, it was all we could do. You know, he wasn't supported in a great way, but I still thought through the year he had a really good year for his situation.
Tony, of all the things that were said in press conferences yesterday, it was that statement that made me rethink a little bit about what's going on. I mean, if Coach Stoops is so much more, you know, coaches aren't going to talk on a week-to-week basis. Bo Pelini said it this year. 2 years ago, I don't know how the heck we did what we did. We had problems. We weren't very talented, and we still were able to get to the Gator Bowl and win. That's kind of what Bob Stoops is saying here. I don't even know how we were able to field a football team basically last year, and he feels a lot more confident going into this ball game, I think, than he did last year's Nebraska game.
Well, and I think plus, you go back to and you argue whether this year's better or last year's better, but of course with Sue causing ruckus up there with your offensive line that was so banged up, that couldn't have been much fun to prepare for that game, knowing how devastatingly beat up you were.
And as much as people want to talk about Landry Jones, Bo Pelini is overly impressed with running back DeMarco Murray.
I think DeMarco Murray is a tremendous player, and I think the young guy's a good player too, and I think he's really coming along. I think they have three good backs. You know, you put Madu in there, and but I think Murray, you know, he can run inside, outside. He's a tremendous pass catcher. They can use him in so many different ways, and he's such a talented athlete. And I think that's going to become real obvious when the draft comes around, because I think he's going to be a high pick, because I think he can do so many things to put a stress on the defense. And I think his future is bright, and he's a heck of a player. And I think that their coaching staff, their offensive coaches, really do a good job of finding unique ways and different ways to get the ball in his hands. And then, believe me, that puts some stress on you. You know, you got to really be careful of who you match him up with.
That's Nebraska coach Bo Pelini. Had a chance to ask the coach yesterday what he thought the biggest difference was between this year's game for the Huskers and last year. Of course, Tony, I think last year there were still a lot of Husker fans, but not quite as many Husker fans. And the thought was, as Steve Sipple told us earlier in the show, that Texas was a big favorite. That's not the case here. Oklahoma's a favorite by 4 points. I think Nebraska fans, now maybe not the team, but the fans, have a lot more belief in a chance of a win here.
I don't think there's any doubt. I think last year it was pins and needles. You were just hoping to be competitive. Then all of a sudden you get to halftime and you think, hell, we're in this thing. I think that was the reaction last year. And, yeah, the way we came out maybe set the tone, like Steve Sipple said, maybe that changed your mind. But I think going into the game was like, wow, can we hang with this team? I really think if that score would have been 34-7 last year, I don't think that would have shocked anybody that didn't watch that game. After that game, you're thinking, man, we're in this thing. A whole different feeling going into this one.
And I asked the coach about this, and here's what Coach Pelini had to say yesterday.
I have not addressed that much with our team. Our team's well aware of, everything that's that kind of goes with the rivalry. It's a tremendous rivalry that's been going on between OU and Nebraska for a long time. And
let's try that again.
It's no difference. I don't approach it. I don't pay attention to who's an underdog and who's not an underdog. And I don't even know who's favored to win this year. That's pretty irrelevant. In the end, it's about going out there and with the understanding that whoever wins the football game is going to earn it. And you have to do it on the field. You go out there and you compete. You try and execute your game plan the best you possibly can and let the chips fall where they may. And that has nothing to do with, you know, who people are predicting or not predicting is going to win the football game. It's going to be earned on the field. That's for sure.
Your thoughts, Tone?
Well, I think, yeah, you know what? I think he's downplaying the excitement maybe that the Nebraska fan is feeling going into this game. I think he wants to come in on an even keel. That would be my take on what Bo Pelini just said there, Doug.
Finally, Tony, Coach Stoops was asked if he was aware that maybe everybody outside of Husker Nation was rooting for Oklahoma because of the things that have went on with Nebraska leaving the conference, with Bo Pelini's action, with the whining, I guess, that some people believe Nebraska is doing about the calls, the Texas A&M, the Iowa State, go back the Texas game. And Coach Stoops was asked about if he felt that everybody outside of Nebraska fans were rooting for Oklahoma.
I don't know. It doesn't, you know, in the end, maybe that's the case. I'll take it if that's I'll take all the good vibrations I can get, but I'm not out there, meaning out in the public papers, reading, listening to news. I don't know if that's the case or not, I guess. So maybe I'm not the best one to ask that. I'm kind of in a cocoon going to practice, getting ready for the game, and so I'm not aware of it. But if that's the case, we'll take all the rooting and all the cheering from whoever wants to give it to us.
You think that'll be the case?
I don't think that's the case, and I don't think – Oklahoma fans are going to cheer for their team. I don't think they're going to cheer for Nebraska. I don't think Nebraska fans cheers against Oklahoma. This relationship somehow is like a golf match. Whether you like Tiger, whether you like Phil, you're cheering for your guy. I don't think you're cheering against the other guy. I think there's a country club respect.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you're a Texas A&M fan, or you're a Texas fan, or you're a Colorado fan, or you're a Missouri fan, or you're a Kansas fan, who are you rooting for today?
You know, the people we've had that went to that game down there thought the A&M people were shaking their head after the game saying, you guys got screwed. It was a general feeling that people that saw that game, you know, maybe if you didn't see the game and you heard the things afterwards, maybe that's your case. But if you saw the game, I think a lot of people have forgotten that behavior and will be neutral on this one.
Folks, don't forget that if you're watching the game today and need a little food, how about Godfather's Pizza? It's Kids Sit Down Saturday, where kids 10 and below eat free at Godfather's in Kearney. 2 children per paying adult. No other discounts apply. And then on Saturday nights, free breadsticks with their large specialty purchase. It's going on at the fine folks, Godfather's Pizza, next to Eileen's Cookies in the Archway Plaza, top of the hill, Kearney. The number for pickup or delivery, 234-9444, 234-9444. They're open 7 days a week, open till 11 o'clock tonight. Godfather's Pizza, could use one right now.
Well, have you
not going to lie to you, I could use one right now.
See our friends at Complete Nutrition, you just take a left, boom, right there, Godfather's.
It's pretty good stuff there on the top of the hill.
Nothing
wrong.
Doesn't
matter where you go. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, live at the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington, Texas, as we get closer to Husker coverage from the network on the Breeze 94.5, back after this.
It's the NFL on ESPN Radio.
This Sunday is week 13 of the NFL season, and we are racing into Indy as the Colts and quarterback Peyton Manning will take on the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas head coach Jason Garrett has his team starting to come alive through the air and on the ground. The Colts continue to show up every week and bring their best in the air and on the ground, too. It's the NFL Game of the Week. Dallas at Indianapolis right here this Sunday on Sports USA.
The Jaguars, Titans, the Cowboys, Colts, and the Steelers, Ravens, Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
During the holiday season, more than ever, our thoughts turn gratefully to those who have made our progress possible. Thank you and best wishes for the holiday season and Happy New Year from First State Bank and Trust in Minden.
Chiropractic care is the most widely used natural health profession in the world. Happy holidays from everyone at Tucker Chiropractic in Kearney. Make your holidays and health brighter with an appointment at Tucker Chiropractic in Kearney.
You had to compliment Merritt, and then he doesn't come back with any fire me up Husker music. What? Merritt, is everything okay? We haven't talked to you yet today. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay.
You ain't firing me up Husker music, Merritt?
The close is still coming.
Oh, Merritt with a kick-ass open today and rolling there with a close as well. So the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, getting ready for the Huskers and Sooners tonight. We made our predictions on the show yesterday. Tony, you want to give that prediction again? Anything change your mind in the last 24 hours?
No, not really. I've got a good vibe going into this game. I like Bo Pelini's defense. I'm not betting against them, especially with Landry not being a mobile quarterback. I think a lot of times you get a guy out of the pocket that can run and hurt you that way. I think he's a stationary back there. I think they can come from the edges. I said yesterday something to the effect of 24-17, I believe, 23-17, something in that range.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think if Taylor Martinez, I predicted 17-14 Big Red yesterday in honor of that 78 game because I still think it's going to be a low-scoring game. But if Taylor Martinez is now healthy and ready to go, then I could see some more points being put on the board.
There's a lot of pretty girls here, too. There's a lot of pretty girls.
They're from all over. Most of them wearing Nebraska gear.
Yeah, most of them, all of them are from Nebraska.
We like to see that. Before we get out of here, don't forget the SEC Championship game coming up at the bottom of the hour. Pre-game, 3 o'clock kickoff, Auburn in South Carolina. ACC Championship game tonight at 6:45, Florida State taking on Virginia Tech. And in just a few minutes, we'll turn it over to the Husker Sports Network on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. But, Tony, here's the big deal. Are we going to see an Oklahoma team that was playing the way they were at the beginning of the year, or are they really playing that much better in the last month? It appears they are playing better in the last month. Is it competition, or is it Oklahoma? Coach Bob Stoops was asked about how his team's been playing the last 4 weeks.
We are, in the last several weeks playing really consistently and confidently. I think a couple of the areas, first would be mental mistakes, primarily defensively being aligned and in proper position. So much of the time, some of the plays we had given up, not to take anything away, people take advantage of it when you're not where you're disciplined to be doing what we're supposed to be doing. And we've been very much better and very consistent about that in the last few weeks. Offensively, I think two areas we've been, for the most part, balanced. We've been effective running the football and persistent running the football, which has opened up a lot of, big plays and passing for Landry Jones and his continued emergence as a special quarterback.
Tony, I think this is it. Bo Pelini said it last year. Nebraska's back, and we're here to stay. If Nebraska wins this football game, I think Nebraska is back, and they're here to stay.
Yeah, I think that's what he's been shooting for, championships. That's why you come to Nebraska. That's what you play for. They put themselves in a position. If you're going to play for championships and have championships, you got to put yourself in a position to play for championships. They've done that the last 2 years. Last year came up 1 second short. Argue it all you want. It was 1 second short. This year, they're back again knocking on that door. Let's see if they can crush that door down and hoist that trophy. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to cherish the look on Dan Beebe's face when he hands that trophy to Bo Pelini tonight. Because there's nothing worse than he wants to do than hand that trophy to Bo Pelini.
Are you going to get in the photo?
No, I'm not going to get in the photo. I hope to be close, though. I really hope to be close to that photo.
When we come back with you Monday in our regular time slot at 11 o'clock here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we will be bringing you all of the recap of the football game. We'll talk about all that has been going on. And Kelly Phelps, by the way, Daddy, John Rood hit Kelly Phelps. That was the big play in 78 that we were talking about earlier. We will have all the reaction. We want your reaction. Email us during the show. Email us during the game today. Email us after the game tonight, and we'll get right to those on Monday's program. We'll have some special guests, and we'll hear from the coaches from the post-game press conference, and we'll break it all down. So with that, I think we have wrapped up our live coverage here from the Big 12 Championship going on at Arlington, Texas. 7 o'clock kickoff tonight, Nebraska and Oklahoma. Thanks to the fine folks at Big O Tires for sponsoring our programs here the last 3 days. If you're not buying your tires at Big O, you're just flat paying too much. It's a bold statement but they stand behind it. Stop by Big O Tires in Kearney or one of their two stores in Grand Island, and they'll set you up with the best deal in town. Stop paying too much and get to Big O Tires today. Open 7 days a week to take care of you. Daddy, last thought?
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the last 3 days of shows. We've had some great guests for you, and a podcast is available if you missed any of those interviews, including Brendan Stye from earlier today, perhaps James Hale, OU insider, Merv Johnson, the color analyst for the OU Radio Network, and many, many more.
Joe Brockmeyer had it on Thursday as well. Before we get out of here, as Merritt gets ready to fire that close-up, let's take a look at what's going on in college football. Here is the very latest. It looks like West Virginia is going to take care of Rutgers. They lead that football game by a score of 28-7 as they are in the fourth quarter of that contest. Now it's 35-7. West Virginia has just scored to go up with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. The game is over. Central Florida beating SMU 17-7. Pittsburgh leading Cincinnati 28-10 with 2 minutes to go. Troy rolling up Florida Atlantic 20-0, 12:37 to go in the second quarter that ball game.
If the Big East ends in a five-way tie, do we know who wins that? Boy, what a disaster that'll be.
Let's flip some coins and hope that we don't have to play them. Let's hope that we get to the Fiesta Bowl and have to worry about it. Let's do that. Folks, for our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson and for Big Daddy Tony Davis, this is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Enjoy the football game, and for more pregame coverage of Nebraska-Oklahoma, switch it over to our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Doug Duda from Arlington, Texas saying enjoy Nebraska-Oklahoma tonight.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.